So welcome. This is Audrey Sussman from the Anxiety Control Center. And every week we get questions from people, and I like to kind of use these questions as a springboard to giving you some tips and tricks for reducing anxiety, panic. And today I got this is a new client who sent something in saying that her anxiety is actually paralyzing her. She's had a number of jobs and she's left because of the anxiety. And basically what she'd like to do is be able to succeed in life without all this anxiety that is kind of causing her to leave jobs when the stress gets too much. Right now she's feeling stuck, like nothing's going right. And her letter to me was, if you can help me function in life, I'm really willing to try anything. And it's sad that she's at this point where nothing else has worked. She just wants to be happy and have these issues go away. So the first step in changing something that is getting in the way is to look at what areas of your life, exactly what areas are being affected by the anxiety, stress, procrastination, or whatever it is that you're doing that is not feeling good to you. So the first step, this is a really helpful way to set your own goals so that you can look specifically at the issues that are getting in the way for you. So write down what you would like it to be like in life, how you would like it to be. So pick a specific situation. So let's say you feel like you just can't get motivation going. You just don't want to, you want to say more than I don't feel motivated. You want to say, hey, I have this project I'm working on, and every time I sit down, I feel anxious or whatever. I want you to be really specific and say what it is that is getting in the way of you moving towards the goals you desire. So we're kind of looking at where you are today. What's the present state? What's happening in your life? Where would you like your life to be at, whether it's your life, your career, your relationships, or just the feeling of calm inside, where you would like it to be. And now I want you to begin to list on a piece of paper some things that you feel are the obstacles getting in the way. So an obstacle typically will be, I feel anxious. But I want you to actually look at, where does that anxiety happen? Does it happen as you wake up in the morning? Does the anxiety get really bad only when you sit down to do a certain type of project? Do you feel overwhelmed? So just kind of do a little mind searching to see what's going on. And you could stop the recording right now to write these things down. The next step is, I want you to make a list of the smallest changes that would have to happen in your life to give you hope, to make you feel like, oh, okay, maybe I can get free of this. So the second step is to look at all the things you wrote down as the obstacles to what you desire, and write down absolutely the tiniest little steps, little tiny changes that would have to happen for you to at least feel like, okay, there's hope. We will be expanding from the tiniest little changes to great big changes in a moment. Just pause the recording now again and just write down the smallest steps, the smallest changes that would have to happen for you to feel hope that maybe things could change. And now the third part of this, this is kind of what I call the gift you're going to give yourself. I want you to think about, as if we've been working together and it's months in the future. Let's say it's even after we've finished our work. It's a year from now. We've finished our work. You have the tools and the skills, and you could create calm at will. The procrastination's gone. Just tell me, what will be you doing differently in your life when the anxiety, stress, even pain or fear is no longer there? Because we work on all of these things. You can look at it a different way. You could say, what will you be doing when you've achieved the goals that you've set, the things you desire. Pick one area, one specific place in your life where you will be, let's say it's a year from now or 8 months from now, and you might say, let's say I was talking to you and you had a fear of giving speaking in public, and yet your job required that. You might be saying, well, there I am in the future. It's 8 months from now. I've been giving talks for the last 3 months and actually feeling joyful while I'm doing it. And surprisingly, the 3 weeks leading up to the talk, I'm really calm and focused, and it's almost feeling like fun. And you step into this future image, if that was yours for speaking in public, and you actually feel what it feels like as you've actually achieved the goal. There's two reasons to do this. The reason number one is you will find if your mind, as you're in it for a moment, you feel great, oh, this is fantastic, but then all of a sudden you hear, yes, but, or, well, that can't really happen. So stepping into the future image actually will set up a way for us to look at any obstacles that might get in your way. And the second part is, even if you're able to just glimpse that future just for a few seconds, it kind of sets in a program in your unconscious mind that goes, oh, there's my North Star. That's what I'm going to head for. Kind of sets in a pathway. And the more you step on that pathway and glimpse that possible future, the more that path gets stronger. Now, of course, when we work together, we need to go underneath to the root of what's triggering the symptoms, the anxiety, the fear, the worry, the fear of rejection, the fear of being judged. We want to go change those roots so that you feel free, totally self-confident, feel the utmost calm and focus when you need it, and feel like passion and motivation are just part of who you are. So I hope you use these first three steps to look at your goals, what you want to achieve, the obstacles of what's getting in the way, and that you use that future image to actually start the process. And then I hope you will call me. My name is Audrey Sussman. I'm from the Anxiety Control Center. And if you go to anxietycontrolcenter.com, you can actually set up a free consultation with me where we go deeper into what's absolutely needed to get free of for you to live the life that you choose to live. So again, this is Audrey Sussman, and I'll look forward to hearing from you. Go to anxietycontrolcenter.com. Bye now.